brothers and sisters. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, in his great book, in ayah number 111 in Surah Yusuf, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. There was certainly in their stories a lesson, a wisdom for those of high level of understanding. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى. Never it was a invented speech or invented story. وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. But it's confirmation of what Allah revealed to His Prophet. وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. An explanation of everything. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And guidance and mercy for a people who believe. The meaning of this ayah, that the story of the prophets and messengers are very important to Muslim. There is wisdom to them. There is guidance to them. There is mercy to them. And everything mentioned in the Quran, every important thing. So, first of all, we have to understand what Allah revealed about them in the Quran, because this is the truth. But what is outside the Quran, there are a lot of false story. There are a lot of, invented thing and invented accident and invented. And really, you realize this when you go to the story of the prophets and messengers outside the Quran, you watch a lot of unaccepted thing, a lot of unimaginable thing that prophet or messenger could do something like this. But Quran give us the truth about those people who draw to us, who lead us to the straight way, those great prophet who help us to understand how to connect to Allah, how to have this high level of spirit, high level of education, high level of getting knowledge from Allah Azza wa Jal. Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, Israel, is one of great prophets who has a lot of wisdom, who has a lot of lessons, who has a lot of knowledge through his life. We talk about him a few weeks ago, but we still listen to his wisdom, still listen to his words, still listen to his great phrases. Every sentence from Yaqub Israel is unbelievable of knowledge and wisdom. How not? And he is the father of the children of Israel. He is the father of a lot of prophets and messengers coming from him. He is the father of them. All the prophets of Israel, Zechariah, Jacob, Jesus, Musa, David, Solomon, all of those. Joseph, Yusuf was children of Israel and children of Yaqub. For this reason, Allah told us about his great story. We will continue about the prophet Yaqub, in the chapter of Yusuf. So of course, our lesson is not the story of Yusuf. Our lecture today is about the story of Jacob, but in the chapter of Yusuf. And we said that this story give us great example about the ideal father. Yes, the ideal father. The father who take care of the family. The father who is the leader of family. The father who is the source of wisdom, the source of education, the source of knowledge, the source of mercy with his family. And we feel this from the beginning of that chapter of Joseph, when Joseph, Yusuf, ran to his father after he watched a great dream, great vision. And he said, Ya Abati, oh my father, Ya Abati, إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لساجدين. I saw 11 planets and the sun and the moon and all of them prostrate in front of me. And what did the father said? Hallelujah! Allahu Akbar! What is this? Let's tell everyone. Let's tell everybody. No. And this is, you know what? It is, this vision is unbelievable bishara. Unbelievable bishara. Unbelievable good news. But what did Yaqub, the wise prophet, the wise father said? He said that, Ya Bunay, la taqsas ru'yaka ala ikhwatik. He said, oh my son, don't relate your vision to your brothers. Allahu Akbar. What is this? You know, this sentence, believe me, this sentence is source of wisdom. This sentence is a great plan to everyone in his life. لا تقصص رؤياك. Don't tell anyone about your, not anyone, على إخوتك. The closest people should be to you, your brothers. لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك. Why? Because, you know, there are weak soul, there are hypocrite people, there are bad things from the devil, from the evil, from the Satan. لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك. فيكيدوا لك كيدا. So they will plan against you. They will be they will have the bad eye to you. They will backbite you. They will, you know, all of these. Indeed, Satan to man is manifesting the greatest enemy, clear enemy. Satan, always Satan. The fingerprint in Satan in every bad story, in every bad war, in every bad accident in humanity life. From the starting point in Jannah with our father Adam to the day of judgment. Great sentence from Yaqub. Inna shaytana lil insani aduwwun mubin. Satan, indeed Satan to man in manifest enemy, clearest enemy, greatest enemy. And do you know what? Today, in all our problems, we don't think about him. In our family problems, in our business problem, every problem in our life, we put him away. Of course, we have to think about the problem. We have to manage the problem, but we shouldn't forget him in every problem, especially in family cases, especially in family things and in family matter, because this is the strongest relation and he wants to break this relation. So, Ya Bunay, لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك. Great recommendation. Full of wisdom, full of power, and full of knowledge. And after that, the story going on, and the brothers coming back to Egypt. The children of Jacob coming back to Egypt to meet the king and take from him what they need from the food. And now Jacob the father told them very great recommendation, very great wisdom. It's ayah number 67 in Surah Joseph. وقال يا بني لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة. And he said, oh my sons, don't enter from one gate, but enter from different gates. And I cannot avail you against Allah at all. I cannot protect you. I cannot. Yeah. But we have to do what we can do. Don't go from one gate. You are 11, 1 and 11 strong man and 11 children of Prophet and 11. And coming from one gate, the people will look. And furthermore, the king know about them, everyone know. But no, we have to be wise. Always we have to be wise in our talking, in our using to the phone, in our talking to the stranger, in everything. We have to watch our steps. لا تدخلوا من باب واحد. Very great phrases, very great sentence. Oh my son, do not enter from one gate. وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة. And enter from different gates. And I cannot avail you against Allah at all. I cannot protect you, but we have to do what we can do. إن الحكم إلا لله. The decision is only for Allah. The decision in everything is only for Allah. عليه توكلت. I have relied, and upon him let those who would rely. So عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون. This ayah really give us very great lesson. Very great lesson. He talk all the reason, all the causes. He do everything he can do. And then he make tawakkul on Allah. And then he make, and then he rely on Allah. And this is very important concept for nowadays. He didn't say, okay, it doesn't matter. What happened to them will happen. And the destiny of them, what Allah wrote to them will happen. So go as you want. No, no. He do his best. He do his best and he make tawakkul. For this reason, we have to understand that tawakkul has three steps. Tawakkul has three steps. Number one, take all reason we can do. Do everything we can do. This is the first step. Second step, to feel that we are poor in front of Allah. We make dua to Allah. Allahumma inni tabarra'tu min hawli wa quwwati waltaja'tu ila hawlika wa quwwatik. Oh Allah, I feel that I don't have any power after I did everything. After I study to exam, after I prepare the ticket and the passport and the visa to trip, after I did everything, I say, oh Allah, I have nothing. And I rely on your power. I rely on you. تبرأت من حولي وقوتي والتجأت إلى حولك وقوتك يا ذا القوة المتين. Number one. Number two. Number three. After you do everything you can do, and prepare everything you can prepare. And second, you make dua and you rely on Allah. Number three, close the gate of Satan. Close the gate of Satan. What does that mean? That means anxiety is not allowed. Fearing is not allowed. Depression is not allowed. Why? Because after you make everything, and after you rely on Allah, someone has a test. He study everything and he make dua and make tawakkul on Allah, but he spend all the night. Oh, maybe I have an answer. I couldn't answer. Maybe the question will be difficult. What should I do? Maybe I have a question. I could. All these fearing is from Satan now. For this reason, stop this. Close the gate of Satan. And this plan will give you immunity from a lot of disease. But of course, after we are in disease, we need psychiatric. Look, some Muslims said, okay, this is immunity from disease. We don't need, no. When we are in disease, when we have disease, we need psychiatric. But this is immunity system. Immunity system to us. Three step for it, tawakkul. First of all, make all the cause. Don't enter from one gate. He gives them the details until how they enter the city. You know what? Yeah. Of course, he gave them many recommendations, but this one just to give us an idea how he go into details until from where they should enter the city. You see, so they do everything they could. And then they make tawakkul on Allah and make relay on Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the plan of real tawakkul. We can sense it from the wisdom of Yaqub alayhi salam. And then in ayah number 68, in Yusuf chapter, وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ مَا كَانَ يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And when they entered from where the father had ordered them, it didn't protect them against Allah at all, except it is a need in the soul of Jacob. It is something in the soul of Jacob. It is something in the mind of Jacob. And this is that we have to do everything we can do. Whatever the result, whatever the destiny, whatever. وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ لِمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُ. Because Jacob has a knowledge. And this is a special knowledge. Has a knowledge. From where this knowledge? وَإِنَّهُ لِذُو عِلْمٍ لِمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ. It is from Allah. It is from Allah. Okay. Could we have knowledge from Allah? Yes, of course. Yes, of course. There are many important examples about the knowledge from Allah. There are many important examples in the Quran that the source of knowledge are two. One is the typical one, schools, book, media, internet, universities, all these is source of knowledge. And there is another source of knowledge. And this other source of knowledge is the knowledge from Allah. And Allah mentions this in Surah Al-Kahf, ayah number 65. فَوَجَدْنَا عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. Then they found one of our servants whom we blessed him with mercy from us and whom we gave knowledge, a knowledge from our own, knowledge from Allah. So it's clear example. And they found a servant from among our servant to whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him from us certain knowledge. So there is a knowledge from Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal said in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the longest ayah in the Quran, the ayah of giving loan and tadayun, Allah said in this ayah, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Make taqwa to Allah and Allah will taught you. Allah will teach you. Fear Allah and Allah will teach you. Listen to Allah. Obey Allah. Fulfill what Allah asks you to do and He will teach you. Allah will teach you in your prayer. Allah will teach you in your zikr, in your meditation. Allah will teach you in your sujood. Allah will teach you when you recite Al-Fatiha. Allah will teach you when you recite the Quran. Give you great meaning. You didn't hear before. You didn't know before. So all of these. So this is very important resource of knowledge. And unfortunately, most of the Muslim today buried this source of knowledge. And Allah give us great example in Surah Iqra. Allah told the Prophet, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. And if this ayah, read by the name of your Lord, the Creator. And if Allah wanted from the Prophet to read the normal reading, Prophet should learn how to read. But the Prophet is illiterate. He didn't learn how to read. So how Allah ordered him to read and he didn't read? No. He didn't read like us, but he read by the name of his Lord. He read this knowledge from Allah by the name of Allah. And this resource still exists. And the other resource of the knowledge, Allah mentioned it in the same surah, the chapter of Iqra, that الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Who taught a human by using the pen, he taught a human what he didn't know or what he doesn't know. So this is the very important thing, that we have to care about two resources of knowledge. We have to read, we have to go to universities, we have to use all resource of knowledge, and also we have to clean our soul. We have to clean our heart. We have to strengthen our relation with Allah until we have this pure knowledge, this pure wisdom. And this is, you cannot find it in the book. You cannot find it in university. This knowledge has different school and different university. And one, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started this school in the cave of Hira. Yes, this is the school of cave of Hira. And one time there is a scholar asked me, he told me that yes, the Prophet went to cave of Hira, but the Prophet didn't send any of his companion to Prophet of Hira. That means this school is only for the Prophet. I said, no, no, my friend. Rasulullah didn't send anyone to Ghar Hira because Ghar Hira is small and the companion are a lot, hundreds. But Rasulullah made all Mecca the cave of Hira. The education of Hira, the school of Hira, the teaching of Hira. What was Hira? What was the school of Hira? How to connect with Allah, how to communicate with Allah, how to connect your soul to his nur, how to make dhikr to Allah, real dhikr to Allah, how to call the people in a nice and in a right way to Allah. This is the school of Hira. So Rasulullah make all Mecca school of Hira. And the companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spread all over the world to make all the world the cave of Hira. All the world place you connect to Allah, place to know Allah, place to love Allah, place to communicate with Allah. And this is the very important understanding. And Yaqub is one student of this school. And he told that وَعَلَّمْنَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ, ayah number 68. Please go back to this ayah. وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ, he has a knowledge from us. We taught him, but most of the people do not know. Most of the people, yes, because the people didn't enter this school, didn't interest in this school. Billions of people go to different schools, but very, very, very few people who know and who try to be in this school. And after that, we go on with the story of Jacob in the chapter of Joseph, and we reach to very important and very sensitive thing. When Joseph want to take his brother Benjamin, his brothers told him, and this is ayah number 67. قالوا يا أيها العزيز, O king, O العزيز, إن له أبا شيخا. Indeed, he has father who is an old man. So take one of us in place of him. Indeed, we see you as a doer of good. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And really we have to stop here. We have to stop here in something really cause pain. the children of Jacob, of Israel, when they would like to talk about their father, what did they said? Old man, Sheikhan Kabira, from all his wisdom, from all his high moral, from all his prophecy, from all these, they didn't use except that old man. You know, this is the problem when the people are close from knowledge, close from prophecy, close from the great teacher. They only found that he is old man. If someone met, do you know Sheikh? Who is Sheikh? The one who has white hair. This is what he found from all the, you know. And really, this is cause pain. This is cause pain that those people didn't, they should told the king that his father is a great person with high wisdom, with high, you know. But unfortunately, this is how the people, and this is most of the children of great scholars, most of the people, and unfortunately, this is will be very big problem when the student themselves doesn't know who is their teacher or who is this, their scholars. So they said, Ya Ayyuhal Aziz, he has an old man. And when they talked to the king, they told him in very nice situation, you are the doer of good. Inna naraka min al-muhsinin. Furthermore, they didn't say to Yusuf, you are very beautiful, you are very handsome. No, they talked to him in very respect way. They told to him in very high level way. What does that mean? That means they know. They knew what is right and what is wrong. They can distinguish the can differences between what is right and what is wrong. But unfortunately, they didn't do so. Subhanallah. And this is how Quraysh treated the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. 13 years he called them to Allah. 13 years he called them to be the leader of the world. 13 years he called them to heaven, to great Jannah. But unfortunately, they hurt him. They talk about him. They try to kill him many, many times. What is this? What is this? I know a great scholar. And unfortunately, all the people around him hurt him. The student, the family, the government, everything. And this is, you know, this is the way of the right people. This is the straight way of the people who call to Allah. It's a difficult way. It's a difficult way. It's a suffering way. May Allah Azza wa Jal help all of us to understand, to take the real knowledge from Allah, to take care of those people who will lead us to the way of wisdom. Unfortunately, when the Muslim know their scholar, when they pass away, when they died, now they talk, oh, he is very great, he is al-arif billah, he is, you know, unfortunately. But when they are alive, they act against him. They try to block him, to surround him, to stop him. May Allah give you khair and afia. May Allah help us to take the pure knowledge from Allah, the pure wisdom from Allah. واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله والحمد لله رب العالمين. الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا رب العالمين، يا رجاء السائلين، لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. أعنا على ذكرك، أعنا على شكرك، أعنا على طاعتك، اهدنا واهد بنا إلى صراطك المستقيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين. الفاتحة.